Yeah, and all I know about them is what we bought here, you see. They have a great big kernel, solid kernel in them. They're not like a hickory nut. A hickory nut has cells, you see. It's separated, has separated cells, and walnuts do too. But them things just have one big kernel inside. They don't have no cells or anything in them.
What do you call those?
Huh?
Those kind of nuts.
Well, some of them call them butternuts, and some of them call them almonds, and they're different kinds of them. See, it has that solid seed in a solid kernel in there. Mm-hmm. And but pecans, they're in halves. You can get them out in halves. You see, when you crack them open, they're coming halves. Mm-hmm. They'll be they're filled out good. They'll be a solid half when we crack them up there. You just pull on them and they just fall out two halves, you see. Mm-hmm. And they grow together at the back side of them, or at one end of them, and the other side just fits together like that, see. And there's a little thin sheet of stuff that goes right in there, a little thin sheet of hull, or whatever you might ever want to call it. It's in between there. And on a human, it'd be inner skin or mm-hmm. griffin or something like that, see. But it's in between them pecans, it's that way.
What about a kind of fruit that grows down in Florida?
Florida? Well, I don't know what grows in Florida. I imagine they may be...
A citrus fruit.
Citrus fruit.
Oranges.
Yeah, the oranges, I guess, grow down there. I don't know where they grow down there or not. They grow in California, mm-hmm. but I don't believe I ever seen any from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges or?
I'd say the oranges are gone. I don't know where they went, but they'd be gone.
Okay. What sort of things would people grow in a garden around here?
Well, they grow about nearly anything around here in the garden. From a turnip on up.
Mm-hmm.
They grow turnips and carrots and onions and lettuce and mustard and spinach and all kind of stuff like that. It'll grow anything here like that. Now it won't make heads. Lettuce won't make heads here. If you eat lettuce, you have to eat the leaves because it won't make heads.
Why?
I said, I don't know why it won't, but it won't. Now cabbage, they grow good. They make big, pretty heads here.
Mm-hmm.
But lettuce won't do it. It won't make head. I've never seen a head of lettuce here in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of it planted, but they get it while it's tender. You know, when the leaves come out, just like it's farming to make a head, and then when they get it, but it don't make heads. Mm-hmm. It won't make heads here.
What about the kind of onion that you pull up and eat before it gets very big?
Well, now, we always call them winter onions. We had a bunch of them. They live all year round here, see, if it's called a winter onion. They don't ever make no head to be any size. They're made to eat green or grow here to eat green, and that's the only way after it gets up in the summer, they sort of die out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and then they live again the next winter. And here, that's the way they do it here.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll raise onions, any kind here.
What about something that's red and grows up on a plant that you stake up?
You mean pepper or something like that? Red pepper or
round?
Mm-hmm. We have two rows of tomatoes. We haven't still got tomatoes out there. Now, they've been out there since last spring.
They're still producing?
They're still producing. They ain't no size, and they're all farmed up. Because that drought, if we hadn't had all that drought, dry weather, they would still been beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But had all that dry weather, and now it's come, that wet has, and they've taken the second growth, and they're out of uniform, they're cracked, and...